This is the two chords G and C with a rhythm of the rhythm is one a two E I'm sorry one a two E a three a four E a one a two E a three a four E. We're gonna get to Mike's rhythm, which is note two in it. It's like one E a three. But for convenience, we're putting in the two and the four. One, a two E, a three, a four E. We're putting in the two and the four as a crutch before we take them out.
Okay.
Now, in order to get at that, any 16th note, it's rhythm, and you should write this out, I'm not writing any of this on paper, can be converted to like two bars of eighth notes. It just so happens that your rhythm is symmetrical. First and second beat is symmetrical with third and fourth beat. So it'd be like two bars of the same thing in eighth notes, which is leaving the two in instead of one, a two E, a three, a four E. If you counted that in eighth notes, it'd be one and three and one and three and right?
Mm-hmm.
You with me so far?
Yeah.
So we're simply practicing it in eighth notes, and right now you're at one, a three and, I'm sorry, one and three and one and three and one and three and one and three and. So two things are going to happen to get back to your rhythm that you told me was one, e, a, two, one, e, a, three, e, a. Again, you should write all this out. Two things are going to happen. You're going to get the rhythm faster. Right, that's the first thing that's going to happen. The second thing that's going to happen is you're going to take out the three. It's going to sound like this. Becomes when you get to that point, each of those is steps. You have to take baby steps on each one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can, it's just a matter of counting, switching your count to one. Now instead of two bars of eighth notes, it's one bar of each chord. Instead of two bars per chord, like one and three and two and three, and that's two bars of G, or even one and one. Notice there was two ones.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to 16ths, it's all gonna be one big bar, like one. Faster would be one. If I confuse you at all, then we'll simply go back to where we were, which is the one, and we'll try and get that faster.
Okay.
We'll do as much as we can right now, but those are the steps. You're going to get faster up to, maybe I'd like to take the metronome. Right now you're at and three and you're at 100. So ideally you could get it up to like even 150. 1, 2, 3 and now just to reiterate the steps. First step, say the rhythm out loud. One and three and one and three and one and three and one and three and second step. Do the same thing where you say it out loud while your arm is moving. Like, since you can't see me, this is an audio thing. My arm is moving on every down, on every beat. Like, down on every beat. And so we got, like, one, and three, and one, and three, and one, and three, and one. Or just forget about the count and just hear it. Da da dee da 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 dee da 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 dee da da da. And then you'd be like da da dee da 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 dee da 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 dee da 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 dee da da da. Okay, if you get up to that 150, next step would be leave the 3 out. Now, you can go backwards on this. Let's say we went back down to 100. I wouldn't start all the way down at 60 again.
Okay.
Because that's where we started. You'd be like, one, and, that up to 150 and it'll sound like this. Down, da da ba da, da da ba da, da da ba da. Say it out loud, then say it with your arms swinging. Da 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 da, da 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 da, da da. And then the third part is to play it. Part is to change your count where it's like one e and a e a one e and a one e and a two e and a three e and a four and really the only difference would be the way the metronome sits. So instead of 150, you could set it at 75. One e and a two e and a three e and a four e and a one e a three e a switch. And you could even put the metronome on a 4-beat cycle. One e and a three or sorry. One e and a two e and a three e and a four e and a ba 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 switch ba 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 one e a one I should say one e a three e a I gave you a total mouthful within 7 minutes, but you can definitely do this. It's just being patient. I would say within 2 weeks you should be able to do this if you do a little each day.
Okay.
Less than that. If you do 20 minutes each day, you'll have it in like a week. I'm giving you an extra week as a buffer. Like, okay. And I'm talking literally like at 150, just like
at
I said.
At 150. All right. Push myself to that.
Not even put. There's no push. You'll just start hearing it. As long as you're willing to let go of the, you have to do the thinking part up front, but then just be willing to hear it and feel it.
Right.
Remember that the hierarchy is the metronome first, then the strumming hand, then the chord hand, and so like don't stop to correct. You know, if you make a wrong turn on the bus, you just get back on course, you know. But if you stopped every wrong turn, imagine you trying to get to San Francisco and the driver stopped at every wrong turn. You'd be like, dude, just drive.